DHS loses almost half the foster parents they recruit every year. It's almost like pouring water into a bucket filled with holes. In order to meet the Pinnacle Plan's goal to keep children out of shelters and in stable homes, they have to keep pouring.
The thought is that if we have these agencies who are concentrating on traditional foster care, that they can work with these families, address their needs, provide them the services that they need.
Amy White with DHS Child Welfare Services says some foster parents drop out of the program after deciding to adopt the children put in their care. But there was no sugarcoating it. Lots more foster parents just quit.
We do know that is something that we need to work on, and so we will be concentrating in our partnerships with our agencies to do that.
DHS is contracting foster care management out to four private agencies, and those four will be allowed to subcontract to other groups so long as everyone follows the model DHS approved. They made the plan official back in August. The agency taking on Region 5, or Oklahoma County, is Angels Foster Family Network. Jennifer Abney is the executive director.
DHS has to focus on birth families, getting them through the process, and the child's case, getting it through the courts. And they don't have time to manage a foster family in the way that I think a foster family should be managed.
She says Angels was chosen because DHS liked their methods and, more importantly, their results.
And they see the outcomes and the positive family relationships, adoptions, recurrent fostering with families who children maybe go back to their birth parents, and then these families are willing to do it again.
Jennifer and Amy both say DHS needs to better support foster parents, and you may be wondering what that means. Well, among other things, they need people to talk to, like support groups filled with other foster parents.
It's also important that they have somebody to actually stand up with them in court, to be a voice for that child that's been in their home and in their care. And before, they really didn't have that opportunity. They show up to court, but they are pretty much silent.
Then there are the potentially awkward meetings with birth parents, getting kids into school, getting treatment or counseling for kids with special needs. And then sometimes foster parents just need to know that they can get in touch with their caseworker. I'm at Cuppy's and Joe Coffee Shop in Oklahoma City, meeting with a couple who have been foster parents for almost 2 years. Tommy used to be a foster child himself, and now he and his partner Steven are raising five of their own.
They're definitely overworked, but they do the best they can.
In the 2 years we've been doing this, every time we've called the caseworkers about anything, they've been there 24/7 for us. We've had no problems with them.
I wouldn't say no problems. It's more of they're just so busy, you know, it takes a while for them to get back, you know. So, you know, you do have to take up some of the slack.
By pick up the slack, Tommy means foster parents will take care of some of the smaller items on the caseworker's load.
Doctor's appointments, school outings. Got a camping trip coming up with three of our children. Court dates, family meetings, family planning.
He says getting in touch with caseworkers can be tricky, but once they're on the scene, they do a stellar job. And he and Steven seem to be okay with that. They'd rather hold off on working with anyone new.
If you were with DHS before all the new rules went into effect, you can choose to stay with DHS or go with one of the new placements.
I love my caseworkers. I love my caseworkers. You know, it's like maybe eventually, you know, anytime you get a new caseworker for a new child, you don't know that caseworker. You don't know how that caseworker is. You know nothing about them. So you don't know how they're going to react.
Tommy's biggest concern is that if the new groups are faith-based, it will be harder for some people to enter the foster care system.
You may have a clean record, but this is a man and a woman that's not married, but they've been together 10, 15 years. You know, that's going to cut out a lot of good foster parents.
He wouldn't say it directly, but some faith-based groups may also eliminate same-sex couples as foster parents. But the big question now is, will privatized foster care work? It's being done in a few states, with two standouts. Since switching to private agencies, Florida's system has been ranked among the top in the country, but then privatization in Nebraska has been deemed a near-complete failure, with most of the state returning to public foster care. Really, there's no knowing whether Oklahoma's change will be a flop or if it will make things better. Jennifer, with Angels, says we should give it at least a year. Reporting for KOSU, I'm Quentin Chandler.